Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam, and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. We often think of halal and haram in terms of specific lists, like pork, alcohol, certain meats. But Imam Ridha, peace be upon him, gives us a principle, a guiding rule that covers everything, not just food. So let me read this verse. Every beneficial thing that strengthens the body and gives it power is halal, and every harmful thing that takes away strength or kills is haram. It's simple, clear. Anything that benefits and strengthens is lawful. Anything that harms and or weakens is forbidden. But this is a profound principle. It means the foundation of halal and haram is not arbitrary. It's rooted is in what is good for us and what is bad for us. Allah doesn't forbid things to restrict us. He forbids them to protect us. Psychologists and like medical researchers have confirmed this. Things that strengthen the body, like nutritious food, exercise, rest, contribute to physical and mental health. And things that harm, excessive sugar, like processed foods, like addictive substances, lead to illness and weakness. Imam Ridha is teaching us that Islam is aligned with human well-being. Halal is not just about like rules, it's about what nourishes you. Haram is not just about punishment, it's about what damages you. So this means that Allah loves you. And all these rulings, all these do's and don'ts are out of that love. So this principle applies beyond food. What about what you consume with your eyes? What you listen to? What you spend your time on? If it strengthens you, strengthens your faith, your character, your health, it's good. If it weakens you, like drains your energy, distracts you from purpose, harms your relationships, then it is harmful. So you can call it halal or haram. Think about your daily life. What are you consuming? What are you allowing into your body and your mind and your heart? If something makes you feel heavy, sluggish, distant from God, it's worth asking, is this harming me? If something gives you energy, clarity, peace, it's worth holding on to. So Imam Ridha is not saying you have to be perfect. Is giving you a tool, a way to evaluate everything you encounter. It could be food or media, relationships, habits. So ask yourself, does this strengthen me or weaken me? So he taught us that Islam is like about like the Allah's guidance is about flourishing. Halal is what helps you grow and haram is what holds you back. So inshallah, we'll accept all of them with love. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa
وآل محمد.